The next section of the panorama shows an exciting sperm whaling scene. The action takes place off the high volcanic island of Uapu, called Roapua by whalemen. This island, with its distinctive mountain spires, was one of the most often illustrated of the Marquesas group. The natural beauty of the ocean, the birds, fish, whales, dolphin, and other natural phenomena are a recurring theme throughout this painting. For instance, in this scene off the Marquesas Islands, we see a large school of dolphins cavorting in the sea. The harbor of Nukuhiva, on the island of the same name, was among the most popular ports of call in the Marquesas. It is famous as the place where Herman Melville deserted the ship Acushnet of Fairhaven in July of 1842. He may have lived for as long as 4 weeks in a backcountry valley of Nukuhiva, where he conceived his ideas for his first great work of literature, Typee, A Peep at Polynesian Life. Melville's graphic descriptions of the islands earned him the reputation of being the man who lived among the cannibals. His description, especially at the harbor of Nukuhiva, the largest of the 11 islands that make up the group, becomes particularly significant when explaining or interpreting much of what Benjamin Russell and Caleb Purrington illustrated. In January of 1844, Benjamin Russell on board the ship Kutusoff of New Bedford made landfall at the port of Nukuhiva. Between 1843 and 1844, the Kutusoff had been sperm whaling in the Central Pacific between Hawaii and the Society Islands. Russell painted these island groups exceptionally well. In his scene of the Marquesas, he shows two American whalers and a small fleet of French naval vessels at anchor in Typee Bay. The scenes juxtapose French soldiers in uniform, barracks, and other colonial structures with Polynesian natives paddling about in their outrigger canoes. By 1843, Captain Armand Joseph Brott was governor of the Marquesas, where he imposed the French protectorate. His house is visible on the hillside. There is no evidence of native architecture, and apart from the canoes, little suggestion of Marquesas culture at all. There are many rock carvings in the Marquesas Islands. At Nukuhiva, however, there is a petroglyph of a ship. It has been interpreted as being a larboard view of a full-rigged ship carved perhaps sometime in the late 18th century.